Welcome to the Upcycle Canada podcast. I'm Jennifer, and together with my husband Dave, we started with an idea, worked on it as a side hustle, and grew it into our first eco-friendly store. At Upcycle Canada, we repurpose, refinish, and reuse discarded items, giving them new life. Sit in on the conversation as we continue to grow from a small side hustle into something much more. Special guests will drop by and share their journey with you as well. This is the most eco-friendly small business podcast in your favorites. This is Upcycle Canada, where yesterday's items are reborn. Let's do this. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the Upcycle Canada podcast.
We're back.
We are back again. Thank you so much for chiming in with us.
It is so encouraging to, I'm not a huge numbers guy. We talked about this already.
Right.
But it is encouraging when we post our podcasts, we get like
notifications.
Yeah, metrics and
yeah,
whatever. And it comes back to us. And it's fun.
Yes.
You know, you can check the numbers and then come back in an hour and there's more people have listened. It's and then it actually gives you, it's really cool, behind the scenes to a podcast.
Interesting.
It actually gives you the cities and the countries that you're being played in.
That's pretty neat.
And
That's pretty great.
And it's exciting. We haven't been played in Scotland yet.
No.
We'll try that. We can definitely do the great.
Great.
I'm Campbell, so
yes.
Scottish. It is encouraging to see people participating.
Yes.
I only hope that they're enjoying it.
Yes. Thank you for listening.
If they're participating and not enjoying it, then that's like going to the dentist. And that's not fun for anyone.
No.
It was funny. I was at the dentist a while ago, and my mind is weird, right?
No.
So, yeah, you know where I'm going with this, right?
I know where you're going with this,
yes. I'm sitting in the chair. I just had my teeth cleaned, and then you have to wait for the dentist to come in and
kind of
do his 10 seconds, and then you have to pay for it all. But anyway, so I'm in between waiting, and they have the radio, and you have your John Tesh office party, you know, which is sounds like the most boringest office party ever when all he does is tell you about how to relax for the entire show. But anyways, they come on, the music, next song is The Weeknd, and the line in the song again is, I can't feel my face when I'm with you. And I found that was quite ironic to be sitting in a dental chair hearing that. I'm laughing, but there's no one to share my joke with. And I just sat there, and the whole song went through, and I wanted the hygienist to come back or the dentist to come in. I mean, great timing.
Yeah.
I can feel my face when I'm with you, but I like it. And I'm like just waiting for them to come in so I could do my joke, and the song ends, and they go on to the next one.
Well, there was a moment passed.
And it's gone, and I can't even experience with anybody.
No. Oh, that's too
cool. So anyways, I had fun.
That's cool. So anyways,
hopefully that happens to you someday.
Yeah,
you're in the dental chair and that song comes on.
Yes, and I'll be able to.
If that happens, there's your opportunity.
Absolutely.
Do it. Just be
do
like,
it.
I can't feel my face. Just
imagine all the people now booking their dental appointments just to see if the song comes on.
Anyway.
Yes,
that
was appropriate.
Ringtone.
There you go.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's my fun story there.
So today for our podcast, we are going to be talking about building a brand. And the foundation for what is next. Interesting.
Awesome.
So, yeah. So, we're just talking about how and what makes a brand, honestly. Just a few ideas of defining who we are and what we do to become that brand and things like that. So,
yeah. Do you want to start off with a quote first?
Certainly.
Let's
I could do that.
Okay. Yeah, let's do the quote first.
So, this quote is from Maren Morris.
Who is a
singer.
Amazing country singer.
Yes.
Awesome song.
Yes. Oof. Yeah. This quote that I'm referring to today is, the house don't fall when the bones are good. So that's pretty.
It's a great song.
It's a great song.
But a great line, too.
It's a great line because when you think of a foundation or a person's home and you know how the structures work and when everything's built properly, you have a solid foundation, solid
built
structure built.
Code, no shortcuts.
Absolutely. So
everything's done exactly the right way.
The house don't fall when the bones are good.
Yeah, and the bones are the stuff you don't see.
That's right.
Right? So I think when you're talking business and a brand.
Exactly.
It's all the stuff that people don't see,
that
I would say, is a brand.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that's not the pretty and exciting stuff. So the bones are hidden, but they are structural. They are
sound.
Mandatory.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's something that you just have to have.
Yes.
Right. And every business needs to have that as well, because without those bones, without that structure
yes.
and that foundation, it's very difficult to have something that's sustainable.
So we are talking about our brand and just kind of what the next steps are to building a brand.
And so, to help you build your brand.
Exactly. Right?
So you might be thinking about starting something. You might be a musician.
Yes.
And you want to record an album and you want to get a following. You want to get played. You want to, you're an artist
mm-hmm.
and you want people to see your art and get it into a gallery. So many things, right? You might be a small business and you want to get your products into a store.
Right.
You might be signing up for your very first vendor event and you've never done it before.
Right.
Right. And you're going to show up and you're like, what do I do?
Right.
Right. So building a brand is kind of one of your first big steps.
Right.
In and creating whatever you're going to create.
That's right.
Right.
And nobody knows you yet.
No, so that's, yeah. You that's, can write your own story.
Absolutely.
So as a small business, as a musician, whatever you're doing, you have a chance now to set the stage.
Right.
You're kind of setting ground level, and from here we're going to build.
That's right.
So I'm going to build a brand.
That's right.
So today, Jen, we're going to talk about how we built Upcycle Canada's
That's
brand.
That's right.
But just give some practical tips.
Yeah.
Now we're going to get a little bit less out of our story
That's
as
right.
much and focus on some practical steps.
Exactly.
That people can do today immediately to help build their brand.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Okay. So we've got five things we're going to chat
yes.
about.
The first one is define who you are and what you do. So that plays along with, you know, going to that first event and defining who you are. You can be whoever you want to be, but you need to kind of keep in mind of where you're headed and what you want people to see and know you for who you are.
Have you ever heard of an elevator pitch?
No, I don't think I have.
An elevator pitch.
An elevator
no?
pitch. No.
Okay, so this is basically, in a nutshell, what an elevator pitch is. Imagine you step onto an elevator.
Okay.
And the president of your company steps onto the elevator with you.
Right.
The door is shut. You have 5 to 10, 15 seconds
Certainly.
Of interaction time
Right.
with someone who is an influential person in your business. This chance will probably never happen again, ever.
Right.
This is it. You've got one shot.
Here's your 15 second.
This is it. You have to explain who you... So if they turn to you and say, who are you?
Hmm.
No, you have a chance. You have the ear of the most important person in your organization.
Right. What do you say?
You have that amount of time
yeah.
to not stammer your way through and try to, well, when I was 1 year old, I... No. You got to have an elevator pitch, which is basically who you are, what you're about, and where you're going.
Interesting. Right.
And you have a short amount of time before those doors open. Ding!
And
the ride's over.
That's right.
And you never get to do it again. So imagine
wow.
the highest person in your company
yes.
standing there beside you.
Right.
And you got that terrible elevator music going on in the background. And that elevator smell. Right? And the door shut.
And here's your moment.
Boom, we start moving up. Here we go. And the person, he or she, turns to you and says, hello.
Who are you?
What's your name?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Do you work here?
Yeah. Interesting.
Right?
Right.
What do you say?
Right.
So this actually happened to me when yeah. I worked for that large pet retailer.
Yes.
Based out of the States, but they had Canadian offices.
Right.
We'd get American big shots. We'd fly up to Canada to hobnob and rub elbows with the Canadian
yes.
folk. Right. Maybe see a moose or a beaver, right? While they're here.
In Southern Ontario.
Yeah, we're popular. Yeah, anyway, they would come up and I actually stepped onto the elevator and we had, in the building we were in, we had multiple businesses on different floors.
Right.
So you never really knew who,
yeah.
what floor these people were going to on your elevator. So first floor was one, which you wouldn't be on the elevator for. Very short ride.
Sure.
Second floor was another company,
yes.
like a bank. And then our floor was the third floor.
Right.
And then there was fourth and fifth.
Right.
The top floor was so everybody had their own floor, basically, right?
Yes.
So I was on third floor. So I get on the elevator, and there's only me, and there's one other person. And
yeah.
they have their bags or whatever, their laptops. And I look, and my button is already pushed from my floor.
Oh, interesting.
So I can't put, I'm not going to be the guy to push the button again.
Yeah, like it's already lit up, right?
They've already pushed the button. Don't have to push it again. So I know we're going to the third floor. So okay. This person's either a vendor.
Yeah.
Because I've never seen these people.
Right.
They're applying for a job.
Right.
Or they're a new boss nobody told us about.
Right.
Or they're from the States.
Right.
So the door shuts. Person turns to me, and they turn out to be one of the big guys from the company.
Interesting.
And once they start talking, I realized who they were.
Yeah.
And they looked at me and they asked me if I was a vendor, if I was applying for a job. They had the same questions.
Interesting.
Right. But yeah. I had been there for 3 years.
Yeah.
So obviously they're not going to know who I am because the company's huge and,
right. Yeah.
You know, you're a name in an email. So, right. So it doesn't really. So I had a chance to do my elevator pitch.
Interesting.
Who I am, what I'm about, where I'm going.
Right.
And we walked off the elevator together. This person knew my name. I was able to walk them past reception straight into the person they were going to go see.
Right.
And have my little buzz card. Beep, beep.
Yeah.
Come right. Bless. Come on. I'll take you right to them.
Yeah.
And able to make that a seamless transition. Never met them again in my life. Would they remember me? Chances are no.
No.
But I didn't miss the opportunity.
That's right.
To not just stand there and stare at the numbers and hope they change.
Don't talk to me, please.
Don't speak. Right. And again, remember, I'm an introvert.
Yes.
I don't like people. I don't like talking to people. I'm in my own little space. I'm perfectly fine. I'm not angry. I'm not rude. I'm just quiet.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
So I have to force everything out of me just to talk to people.
Yeah.
And as uncomfortable as it was, I didn't miss the opportunity.
That's so cool.
As a brand, you have to be able to do your elevator pitch.
That's right.
You have to have it locked down.
Yeah.
If you're going to do a vendor event, right?
Yeah.
And you're going to get on and you're going to get out there and
that's
sell
right.
your product and meet people.
Exactly.
You have to be able to say who you are, what you're about, and where you're headed.
Right.
That's your
With
elevator
confidence.
Pitch. With confidence. You Absolutely. Have to be able to say it in your sleep, right? You can't change. It's got to be the same message every single time, mm-hmm. right?
Interesting.
You're a musician. Your backstory. What do people need to know? A, B, and C. You're being interviewed on the radio. The radio's going to, the interview happens in 3, 2, 1, and we're live. And you got to have it.
Yeah.
You got to know. What are my three main things?
Boom, That's boom, right. boom, boom. Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
That's what they need.
That's right.
So you have to have, your brand has to have that who you are and what you do.
Right.
If you don't know that,
no.
Don't jump out ahead of it and start doing stuff on
yeah.
social media.
Yeah.
Don't start doing stuff publicly until you have got that foundation.
Certainly.
The bones have to be good, Jen.
That's right.
And this is something that you have to build on your own. And it's the process of building it.
Mm.
It's never really seen.
No.
Just the results.
Exactly. Yeah. Everybody knows big brands too, you know, that we know about.
All of the work they did to get to where they are.
Yeah.
People
don't care about. No.
Right.
Most people don't look at that. No.
Yeah. So for us,
yeah.
for Upcycle Canada, we have the message of who we are.
Right.
What we do.
Right.
And where we're going.
That's right. right.
So we're all about eco-friendly. We're all about upcycling. We don't buy the material we use.
Exactly.
And we're all about diverting things from the landfill.
Mm.
That's who we are. Mm-hmm. Every decision we make is framed by that. We don't. So if we have a new vendor comes to the store and says, I buy things from China and then I upsell them and make money. Can I sell my products in your store? No.
No.
It's a pretty easy decision.
Yeah.
Because you don't fit. You might fit in another store as a gift store and they just buy stuff and resell it.
Yeah.
That's fine. That's their thing and you're welcome to go try them. But
right.
for us, you actually have to make the product
yeah.
yourself.
Yeah.
Like you actually have
to. To some degree.
To,
yeah.
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 We have a candle vendor.
Right.
They make it in their kitchen.
Yeah.
We have coffee roasted here in Canada.
Yeah.
We have paint made here in Canada. Recycled paint
exactly.
made here in Canada.
Exactly.
We have people that do handmade products made in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not hard. Right. And even I'm so happy we have American listeners. Thank you so much.
Yes.
We don't have any American vendors in our store.
No.
There's so many talented American vendors
Absolutely.
I would love.
Yes.
I found a vendor who makes stuff out of recycled shoes, like Air Jordans and stuff.
Oh, right on.
But they're in the States.
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah.
We need to open an Upcycle America.
Yeah.
We should do
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got time. It's a new idea, Jen. Put it down on paper. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. Know who you are. And what you do. Number
That's
one.
Right. So moving on, number two, define your customer or your audience and how would you want to speak to them?
Yeah. So you got to figure out who you're talking to.
That's right.
So if nobody wants to buy what you make or do, if nobody wants to listen to your music.
That's right.
If you do polka, fusion, jazz, blues, punk, and not a single person in the entire world listens to that type of music, welcome to your new hobby. Because you're not going to make any money at that.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
If you make some kind of odd creation that you are passionate about, but nobody would ever buy, then you have the wrong product, maybe.
Yeah.
Or you haven't found your audience.
That's
I don't
right.
know. Like,
yeah.
So how much time, if you spend all your time developing a product or an idea or a song, but you don't spend any time finding the audience that wants that,
right?
Then what do you do with the thing
that's
that you
right.
make?
Yeah.
Right? So as much time as you spend figuring out who you are, you have to find out who your audience is as well.
All right. So moving on to the third step in building your brand, we are going to talk about making your personality shine through the brand. So I think that just goes along with the first couple of points as far as defining who you are, helping you bring out who it is and what you are, shining through your product and marrying up with your customers and bringing your customers to your product and then bringing your product to them. So
yeah, so you've found out what you make,
that's
found
right.
your audience, you figured out how to speak to them, and now you need to kind of bring them together and let you, as the creator of your whatever you're doing,
right,
your personality needs to shine through and kind of blend the two together.
Exactly.
Okay, so your right hand, your left hand, they get put together, fingers interlace between them, and that's your product idea and your creation and your customers, your audience, all joining together. So you got to bring your products to your audience, and you have to bring your audience to your product
right.
at the same time.
Interesting.
Right?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
they don't know you.
No.
They don't know your product.
No.
You don't know them.
Exactly.
Right? So
yeah.
all that has to be fixed.
Yeah.
Right? It's like a high school dance all over again. You got the guys on the one side of the gym and the girls on the other side.
Yes.
And here comes Stairway to Heaven. So now you got to figure out how to get all the girls to the center of the room and all the guys to the center of the room and that awkward teenage dance and... Ugh.
Yeah.
All that has to happen before
yes.
the end of the song.
That's
and
right.
the song is playing, everyone.
It's
let's
about
go.
15 minutes long.
15 minutes song.
Or whatever
the
that
most
is.
Awkward song in the world
yes.
to dance to. Anyways, that's what happens in number three. You
yes.
get that personality shines through. Your brand is now out there in front of people. And even though they can't see all the bones, the good bones
that's
that
right.
are behind,
yes.
now they get to see more of the finished product. And now there's a chance for them to buy in and become part of
exactly
the community, the audience, the brand,
right?
And buy into it,
right?
Right. So if you think about a big brand that might come to mind, we love what I'm having right now is a nice ice
beverage.
Cold Coca-Cola.
Yes.
You can buy T-shirts and clothes and merchandise and blah blah blah. Nothing to do with the actual drink. But it's the brand. I identify with the brand. I wear the shirt because I like the brand, whatever.
Exactly.
Right. And that's you can see community coming behind it. And sometimes the products that support the brand are probably more popular than the products they make.
True.
In some case, right?
Yeah.
So here in this third step, you want to kind of bring your personality out.
Right.
People buy into you before they buy your product.
Right.
So if you're a musician and you have a terrible attitude, you'll have a hard time finding an audience, even if your music is amazing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They go together.
Yes.
You can't separate yourself.
No.
So you want to have a personality that kind of blends the two and doesn't detract from what you're trying to do.
Exactly.
So who you are as a person, if you're the face of your brand,
right,
then you have to be the person that people buy into.
Yeah. And what you're about. And
do people buy into you as a person
I know.
To begin with?
Right.
Because if they don't buy into you as a person because you're off-putting or you're a type of person that doesn't draw a crowd or you're an introvert like me, you really need to do some planning on
yeah.
how you're going to get yourself in front of people if and being in front of people is not your thing.
Right. I know.
How is this going to... There are companies that have built and small businesses have built a brand and people have never seen their face.
No.
It is possible.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of work.
Yeah, for sure.
So if that's how you're heading, then just be ready for a lot of work. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all I'd say there.
Yeah.
So number four, Jen.
So number four is make it official. Be professional. Make it official.
What people see.
Yep, exactly.
Is it something you drew on a napkin and this is your logo? Is it unprofessional videos that you promote and push online? What does it look like when you communicate?
Right. You want to look clean, crisp, professional. Absolutely. You want to be able to be recognizable. You want it to be easy to understand, too. Be self-explanatory. You don't have to try and explain how you maybe, if your name has a different spelling or something, you want to be able to keep it simple and people can read it once, hear it once, and remember it.
Yeah, so, that's huge.
Yeah.
So like I mentioned in an earlier episode, just when we were doing that one vendor event and somebody walked up and said, Upcycle Canada is here.
Yeah.
And you could hear it from a distance as they came towards us. I'm like, what did they just say?
Yeah.
They know who we are? Yeah. Like there's hundreds of people walking around, many amazing vendors, and they picked us out of the crowd and came to us.
Right.
And said our name.
Right.
So I don't know what our interaction was with them or if they saw us on social media or if they saw our website.
But they knew
they
who we were.
They identified with something.
That's right.
And they wanted to be a part of it.
Interesting.
Right?
Yeah.
Somehow we got that customer on our side and part of our group.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's huge.
Yeah. I don't know how long it takes, honestly, to build a brand. Because I guess it depends probably on what it is you're trying to brand. But for us, I mean, we've been doing this for several years. And it's actually kind of exciting, like to see, like you said, like being at a show and people kind of calling us out from a distance. It sort of develops, I think, to some degree on its own because of who we are. For us personally, like we've always just been genuinely caring about what we do and we're passionate about it. So I think branding what we are doing, it just comes naturally for us. But I don't know if there's a timeline that you can put on this to building a brand or not. But
well, I think, too, like there's two things there. There's one is I love when people come into our store and they just anticipate that there's more stores.
Yeah,
they just walk around the store the way it's laid out. Our logo's up on the wall. It feels like a franchise.
Right.
But there's only us.
Right.
And they're like, well, I've seen this somewhere else.
Yeah.
No, you haven't, because we painted that sign on the wall. It's our name. There's no other stores in Canada like us.
No.
We don't even really have direct competition because we do everything from upcycled, donated, found items.
Exactly.
So there might be another sign shop. There might be another candle shop.
Or they maybe
there
saw
might
us
be
at some a
other
show.
Places that sell coffee. But
this
is the Upcycle Canada.
Right. Yeah.
Right. So that's encouraging.
Yeah.
Right. So I like that, but I also like the fact that people, again, will identify and be a part of it, right? And just want to grow with us and be part of that group.
I think it's exciting to see when people, like through this pandemic, knowing that they needed something and they'll think of us, you know, when they need that thing. They'll be like, oh, I need a gift or I want something unique. Or I need something painted, or I have a special quote that's just something they say, you know, that's they can't find it on a card or whatever. And to for people to seek us out that way, I think has been really cool to be that go-to, like in a brand. People know, oh, Upcycle Canada could do that for us because they have that unique ability.
And even there was adaptable. That one sign we restored from a family from British Columbia.
Oh, exactly.
Moved to Ontario.
Right.
Had a family sign that had been in their business at their old restaurant from a long time ago.
Yes.
Totally destroyed. Paint chipping off and flakes on plywood.
Yeah.
And the thing was just a mess.
Yeah.
Right? Most of the paint was gone. And it was hand-painted sign originally.
Yeah.
No stenciling.
No.
Just somebody painted it in their own handwriting and asked us to restore it back to the way it was. So, like, I remember you took pictures of every section.
Every piece and section.
Flakes of paint off
and tried to color match. That was crazy. Yeah.
Sanded it down where everything was gone. And
we had
to recreate it, fix the wood.
Yeah.
Everything.
Oh,
and gave it back to the family. It's just this cool moment of restoring something sentimental.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Instead of just throwing it away.
Yeah.
There was too much tied into it. So
that's right.
having people trust your brand too is another part, I guess. Yeah. You could add it as a sixth one, I guess.
Sure, yeah,
but you want people to trust you.
Yeah.
Right?
They're giving you something that means so much for you to care for, or take, fix or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting.
So, yeah, so number, well, that was four. Yeah, so make it four. Official, make it professional.
That's right.
Like, do everything you can. If you're going to be a business, act like a business. If you're going to act like a business, act like a big business.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
You might be a small business. Yeah. You might be doing the vendor shows.
Yeah.
The second part I was going to jump to, too, sorry, was I always liked at vendor events how you would walk around and talk to all the other vendors.
Right.
Again, I'm not the social guy. I could be sitting 5 feet away from you and probably never speak. It's not because I'm rude.
No.
It's because I don't know what to say and I feel awkward.
Right.
And that's just who I am. I can't shut that off. I've been like that my whole life. For you, John, you get up and you start going vendor to vendor. You might even walk up to somebody who does something similar to us.
Yeah, yeah.
Not... without upcycling, but they do like new wood signs.
Right.
And you just walk right up.
Yeah.
It's like, you're not threatened.
Hey, what are you doing?
You know,
I like what you got.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're great at building an audience, even with vendors.
Right.
AKA competition.
Yeah.
For dollars as
right.
people come in.
True.
And that it's not coming from a fake thing where you're just going to go around and do your duty and talk to people, but you genuinely care about people.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And you step outside of our booth and off you go, leaving me there on my own to fend for myself when I don't like talking to people all the time. That's why I have a podcast. So you just go off and do your thing.
Yeah.
And you come back with business cards and connections and
that's
new
right.
friends. And we end up at the next show and the next show.
Yeah.
And they turn into not just vendors, but friends.
Exactly.
Right?
And that's how our store is even built on that, is because
yeah.
of the connections we've made over the years at vendor shows
yeah.
by doing that. And I mean, that's just sort of normal for me to go around. Like I've mentioned in my own podcast, I'm nosy
yeah.
and I like to know what's going on. I like to see who's there. I like, if I know somebody too, I want to, hey, I need to connect with them and say hi. And you know, we're
and
here
you
too.
Buy stuff too.
I do.
You
yeah.
back with armloads of
oh,
stuff.
Oh, geez. Yeah. So
that's great.
It's nice to know. It's like, oh, we need to make $30 now because I just bought something.
Or we do trades.
Yeah.
You know, hey, we'll give you this. You give
yeah,
us that.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but it's nice to see that your people leave with a good impression of your business.
Right.
And that's your brand. That's who people remember.
Right.
They don't remember the item they bought from you, maybe.
No.
But they remember the experience of buying from you.
That's so cool.
And
yeah.
that's the brand part.
Right.
So you really need to develop that and grow that and have that in your mind.
Yes. So number five is find your niche.
Yeah.
Not
sorry to our American friends, it's not niche.
No,
it's
niche.
A niche. Yeah.
And deliver that and then repeat it.
Over and over and over
yes.
and over.
So what is it you're good at?
Consistently.
Be that. Be all that. And don't sway from it. Like you'd mentioned Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
You know?
It's the same drink every time. They tried coming up with a new Coke.
Right.
And everybody in the world put
like
them
all
back
the customers
into their,
are like no, go back to
you're not allowed to change.
No.
Don't be dumb.
No,
stop it.
Yeah,
and go back. So that's something that's really important, is you need to find, remember we talked about small businesses finding a gap and then addressing what's missing.
Exactly.
Right. So like we said, if there's a grocery store, it's there because there's a gap. People don't grow their own food and have all their own animals and do all that. You need a grocery store. You got to feed your family.
That's right.
Right. You don't make your own clothes. Well, we have a clothing store, right? There's always, you're not a plumber. You need a plumber. You hire a plumber. There's a gap. I get a skill set. I fix it. I fill
yeah.
the gap.
Yeah.
So small businesses, any business, a musician as well.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
You find a song, you find a thing, and you fill that gap.
That's right.
Right. And that's all it takes. And then people come around you.
And like for anything too, like you mentioned, musicians, artists, you recognize people because of their style or
yeah.
the thing they do, their brand, the way they sing, or all of that. It's when you do it over and over, it becomes your niche, and you people remember that. You remember
yeah.
who you are, what you are, and yeah, it's great.
I think at this fifth level is where you need to decide one thing that's really important. You can be one of two things. You can be a mile wide and an inch deep, or you can be a mile deep and an inch wide.
Mm.
Laser focused and deep depth.
Got it.
Expert. You're the person people come to.
Right.
Or you can do a little bit of everything.
True.
And not be good at anything.
And that takes me back to the quote about the bones. If
right.
the house don't fall, if the bones are good.
So you need to decide what you're good at.
Yes.
Your niche.
Yes.
What that is.
Do it well.
Stick to it.
Yeah.
Right. So if you find a gap, you find something you want to focus on, and then you get the glitter syndrome, the shiny syndrome, and you get distracted by something else, completely different.
Yeah.
What about what you started with? What about the audience that came and joined you when you identified a gap and they said, yes, we need that. You're our person. We're coming to you for yeah. upcycling. And then all of a sudden, you are a car wash. Wait, what is going on here?
And here's your air freshener.
Yeah, like, you want to wash my car? I'm here to buy something upcycled. I don't understand what's going on here.
Yeah.
Right? You got to be focused. If you're going to be a car wash, be a car wash. If you're going to be a plumber, be a plumber. But whatever that is, be that.
Yeah, exactly.
And be really good at that.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So for us, Upcycle Canada, we're focused on being upcycling and saving things from the landfill.
Exactly.
That's all we're focused on.
Yeah.
Right? Nothing else matters to us. And that's our lens. That's how we decide yes or no for a new vendor. That's how we decide what we promote.
Exactly.
That's how we get behind things
and
because it's focused on that.
And I know, like, for us too, with that, then we have a lot of customers come knowing that we are able to do those unique things with product that was broken, and they bring these things to us. They know that we'll be able to, when if we can't, like, we're glad to receive people's donations or requests, and it's neat to know that people, like, they remember us for being that sort of unique quality about what we do.
Yeah.
And that
so
we do.
I have never been tempted in all of the 7+ years we've been doing this
right.
to go down to the local dollar store when they have a sale on wood, I'm using air brackets,
yes,
wood signs
right.
that are pre-made
yeah.
and already finished,
yeah,
buying them at a discounted price, bringing them back to my store and upping the price and trying to sell them
yeah.
off as my product.
Right.
I've never been tempted to do
no.
that. Why? Because my niche, my lens, my focus, my customers
right.
all know that we only use recycled wood
yeah.
products.
We don't.
I have customers who walk up to the store bringing their friend with them,
yes.
coming in, giving them the 411, the information. Okay, so you're going to come in the store with me. And just so you know, before we go in, it's all recycled products. These people recycle, they take things, like they're giving them the spiel.
That's right.
They haven't even opened the door yet, and they're getting the whole lesson, and it's like they have to set them up so they understand this is not your typical store.
No.
Right? And I love hearing that because
that's right.
the person that's come up to the door bringing their friend with them has understood our brand.
And their story and our
they
passion
understand
and everything.
Our brand.
It's so cool.
They get it.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I don't have to. They walk them to the store.
That's right.
They show them the product.
That's right.
They tell them how it was made, what it was made from, because they've been watching our social media. They look at our website.
Right.
They listen to our podcast.
Yeah.
They, whatever it is.
Yeah.
We've identified something. They've grasped it. They got it. And if we deviate, we're going to lose them.
I know.
Right?
Yeah.
And they're going to judge us and hold us to what we said our brand is.
That's right.
Which is all the way back in step one.
Right.
We're going to define who we are and what we do.
Right.
We don't change.
That's right.
So if you're starting a new venture, you're starting a business, you're going to write a new song, whoever you are, be that. And
yeah.
don't get distracted and don't be tempted to take the easy route. And
or to spread
sacrifice
yourself.
Or water down who you are.
Right. Or spread yourself too thin and too many avenues. Just focus on one. Yeah. So that's
know your audience.
That's
you
right.
really got to know your audience.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, that's another episode that's coming up. We're going to
yeah.
talk about advertising tips. We're
yeah.
going to give you a few tips that we've tried.
Yep.
Some failed. Some were good.
Right.
Right.
Yep.
And just some things to look for. That's
Perfect.
Coming up in a future episode.
Yes, definitely.
So please watch for that.
Okay.
More episodes coming. And we'll catch you on the next one.
Alrighty, take care.
This has been the Upcycle Canada podcast. thanks for listening today. We appreciate your feedback and would love to connect with you. Email your questions, comments, or suggestions to upcyclecanadapodcast@gmail.com. To find out more about our business and access links to all our social media sites, podcast notes, and more, please visit upcyclecanada.ca. This is a listener-supported podcast. If you're interested in supporting us, please head over to patreon.com/upcyclecanada and select a monthly tier that works for you. A 5-star review on the podcast app of your choice is always appreciated. Thank you to Jacob Moon for our instrumental backing track for this podcast. Please visit jacobmoon.com for more on this talented Canadian artist. Join us again for more great topics, ideas, and practical steps to help you in your daily life. Thank you for listening. Let's keep this conversation going.
Hey, this is Dave. You're like, what's this music? I thought the podcast was over. Well, it is. This is actually an ad. Oh, you're like an ad. But this is different. This is for another podcast called, ready? Dad Space. Dad Space is a podcast created for dads by dads. Head over to dadspace.ca for all the information. And we would love, if you know a dad, if you are a dad, if you've ever had a dad, if you know a new dad, a current dad, an empty nest dad, we have a podcast just for dads. And I'd love to share it with you and to share it with a special dad in your life, dadspace.ca. Thank you for listening to the podcast you've already been listening to. But if you want a little bit more podcasting greatness, check out dadspace.ca for all the goodness for your favorite dad. Aww. It's like a Father's Day present every day. We'll see you over at dadspace.ca. Thanks for listening to all of our podcasts, and we'll talk soon. This is Dave, and I'll meet you at dadspace.ca. Cheers. And now we dance.